Thank you very much. Thank you. May I have the envelope, please? This year's American Music Award for Best Song. Joe Shipp the Raghead and his Baal Moon God Cultists. How's that sound? Think you can get used to that. Well, I think maybe you might want to try. With the complacency that the American people have shown over the last 30-plus years, I see nothing, or very little, being stopped. I see very little remaining traditional to American culture and standards. And I see very little to reflect what millions have given their lives for in fighting for this great country, building it to the best in the world. The tolerance of the American people, it's admired to a degree, but when that tolerance allows the very fabric of our society to be manipulated by a minority, let alone anybody else, then Americans need to pull their heads out of their sand. There's a man I know who made one hell of a statement that holds very true. And since Bad Cat would not want to be mentioned, I won't mention any names. The statement is this: what you tolerate will come to own you. Think about that. What you tolerate will come to own you. You can bank your very existence on that thought. Let me ask you this question. Just stop a moment and think about this question. Has the Muzzies won? I'm led to believe that maybe not won, but they're winning. Look around. Look at this country. I believe the Muzzies are winning, and with the help of others within our country who would take advantage of the terror inflicted on our people back at 9/11. Yes, with the help of others within our country. And this is to include the political and financial leaders of our country. And I use the term leaders very loosely. I'm also beginning to believe that some of our military leaders are guilty as well. What you tolerate will come to own you. Since 9/11, we have gone through many changes with regards to air travel. We have tolerated many new policies put into place by our government to safeguard our travel. Now, this is their job. This is something they're supposed to do. But how well are they doing it? And at what cost, I ask?
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to the airline boarding pat-down, where tonight we have a very special card for you. John Q. Public is scheduled to meet the current champion, TSA. You may remember last week's match where TSA defeated Granny Smith, who held the title at the time when Granny was disqualified for stuffing her prosthetic breast down the throat of TSA. John Q. has vowed revenge for Granny this week. And the match is underway. John Q, TSA, now moving about the ring. John Q comes to a stop. TSA's trying to feel out John Q. Oh, the south end of John Q has been cleared and is very red indeed. John Q with a forearm smash to TSA, but wait. Holy schmoly, TSA with a body scan and weak. Yes, TSA's going for it. Hold on, folks. He does. TSA has a handful of John Q junk. You heard it right, folks. A handful of junk in just under 1 minute of the match. The crowd is very unhappy with the results and growing quite agitated. Oh, what's this? What is this? What is going on here? The TSA Goon Squad is entering the arena.
Yes, a poor attempt at injecting humor, I agree, especially with something as serious as this, but somewhat accurate nonetheless. Now, there are two sides of the coin that I would like to discuss with you at this time. One side of the coin. Remain civil and peaceful with strong convictions and rally for the saving of our country, for our families and grandchildren. On the flip side of the coin, fire the first shot and let's take our country back for the freedoms of our grandchildren. I do not advocate violence, nor am I suggesting it. I don't condone it, don't want it. I simply want to discuss both sides of the coin. Now, since we don't have a live two-way method of communication here, I'm only going to make some statements and do my best to allow you to come to your own conclusions without me editorializing, even though that seems to be today's standard of our mainstream media. Now, the first side of the coin. Remain civil and peaceful with strong convictions and rally. Okay, let's have a look at how that's working for us. The recent midterm elections come to mind first and foremost. Hoorah! Outstanding job. The grassroots movement of the American people is awakened and proven to be taken serious. And it remains a civil and peaceful movement. Other things that this movement has accomplished is to stop many of the piles of crap that the Pelosi Reid team has thrown at us for years and have been defeated by us, the American people. Outstanding. I take nothing away from those who fought, and I salute them all. But while much was accomplished, let me ask you this. What got by us, and with what damage to our country? You see, along with the midterm elections, immigration reform, health care, jobs, economy, yada, 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 we have a number of checks in the win column, but what is it that they got by us? Other side of the coin, fire the first shot and let's take our country back for the freedoms of our grandchildren. You notice I did not mention those of us, our freedoms, who are already along with our lives, because our freedoms would very well come to an abrupt end after the first shot. It would become our fight for our grandchildren so that they may have the same freedoms that we started with. An interesting dilemma occurs at this point. We can lose our freedoms with the first shot, or we can lose them when our own government has everything in place to take those freedoms, even with a continued civil and peaceful, with strong convictions, rally. Faith plays a huge part of the grassroots movement. Yes, it's not only the sensible, sane, intelligent thing to remain calm and nonviolent, but it is also a part of the faith the movement practices, and it's a very respectable practice. On the other side of the coin, you will find faith just as much just as much faith on the other side of the coin, if not more. Faith in fighting for the right cause and to justify what is expected of the warrior. That, I can tell you, takes an enormous amount of faith. I do not advocate the first shot. I do not advocate war. I do not want to see it within the boundaries of our country. I do advocate whatever action is necessary to secure the Constitution, the security, the borders, the freedoms, and the future of the United States of America. To allow a different culture, such as the Islamic one, into our country and not demand they assimilate with our laws, our constitution, our culture, is to allow an enemy to move in and take control of our country right before our eyes. If our government, our own government, is not going to uphold our constitution and way of life, secure our nation and its borders, then who really is the enemy? The present administration is rapidly moving everything they want into place as they keep us busy with a few main points of interest. They might be the minority in this country, but that does not mean they will fail. I have given you no answers to any of our problems. I've solved nothing on this podcast. My sole intent is for everyone to understand. Open your eyes to what I consider to be the only two options Americans are given at this point in time to secure the freedoms we have enjoyed for many years. At present, our way of life has changed drastically since 9/11. Every muzzy socialist, Marxist, communist in the world, including within our borders, have tried to take advantage of America being rocked back on her heels from that fateful day. Our economy, our faith, our Judean-Christian morals and principles, our constitution, our freedoms, our borders, and security of our nation has all been compromised. But it was just not from the muzzy attack, that's where it began, but also from within our own system. The government. What you tolerate will come to own you. At what point do we stop being tolerant? Where do both sides of the coin come together? I pray I never see it. If we wait, will we have a better chance to win? If we don't wait, will we have a better chance to win?
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
He is absolutely spot on. We are the last stop for freedom on earth. In my book, no matter what does happen, we are the ones who will survive. It does not matter what extreme side that you're on, the left or the right. Think about it. We all know that we will not have the chance to be left or right when our freedoms are taken away. I do enjoy my First Amendment right to express myself and speak freely in this country and on the internet. While I still can, especially here on the internet, I would like to share a little song with our fearing, apologetic, usurping Marxist in chief. Heck, this may have even been something his tranny nanny used to sing to him as a bedtime lullaby. But I could never make that accusation or confirm it.
Who's got wiener breath? You've got wiener breath. Could you be sucking them ding-a-lings, sucking them ding-a-lings, slob on the knob like corn on the cob, sucking them ding-a-lings.
No, it does not bother me one damn bit to lower myself to the level of a liberal or progressive. You see, when a liberal smacks me, it feels so good to smack 'em back. I'm Bill Edwards, my voice of freedom.